Our next guest is, well, he'll tell you.
I was born in Louisiana. And at the age of 2, my mama told my papa, our little boy has got the blues.
Buddy Guy is the blues. He is certainly one of the greatest blues musicians alive today. And he's our connection to a genre that's embedded in the history of our country, but one that Buddy Guy fears is fading.
I was born to play the guitar.
So, Buddy Guy, were you born to play guitar?
I guess I was, because I never had a teacher to teach me anything. I was born on a plantation in Louisiana, a little town called Letchworth, and we didn't even have running water, electricity, until I was about 14 or 17 years old.
And it was hot and buggy.
They got some mosquitoes in Louisiana that can almost lift you out of your bed.
Which made his parents a little upset when he started tearing the metal wire off the screen door. He was trying to build a guitar.
Stretch it as tight as you could on a lighter fluid can and take a stick, a little flat board, and you could the can would give you a little echo just like the guitar do. And before that, I would use rubber bands. Anything that stretched tight enough to give me some noise, I had it up against my ear.
Oh, wow.
Meet Muddy Water.
Finally, his dad got him a real guitar. The family got electricity, and Buddy Guy started chasing a dream. He was listening to the exciting blues music coming from Chicago. People like Muddy Waters, the father of that city's modern blues scene. Buddy Guy wanted to get there, and in 1957, he landed and quickly developed a reputation as a showman. He played the guitar behind his back, picked strings with his teeth, and made grand entrances by starting on the street and walking through the crowd to the stage. Today, at age 79, Buddy Guy still has that old fire. You can hear it on his new album, which celebrates his 6 decades playing the blues. Nowadays, though, his mentor, Muddy Waters, is gone. So is his friend, B.B. King. Buddy Guy is among the last standing from that old guard, trying to save a style of music that has its roots in Africa and among slaves in the American South.
What it is now, you can't hardly find too many radio stations that play blues anymore. They giving all kind of excuse why they don't play it. But even before B.B. passed and he was in his good health, we tried to discuss and see what we had did wrong for them not to play blues. But I still haven't got to the bottom of it.
The blues have survived change before. After all, in Buddy Guy's early days, audiences were all African American. White artists like Eric Clapton and the Rolling Stones gave the blues a wider audience. Buddy Guy just worries today that too few people are being exposed to it.
I worry about the future of blues music, whether you're black or white, because if they don't hear it like I did and listen to it, they don't know about it. It's just like, you ever been to Louisiana where they cook all this gumbo and
different
stuff?
I love it.
I do too, you know. And so if you hadn't never went tasted, you wouldn't love it. So that's what's happening with the blues. Now the young people don't know nothing about it unless you got, I know Satellite do play a blues, but we need more than that, you know. And I tell everybody, you know, I would love to hear Muddy Waters twice a week. I'm not telling you to play him all day, all night. Just play him and let the young people know why it all started.
This album strikes me as sort of a love letter to the blues. Is that the approach you took?
Love letter, text letter, whatever kind of letter you want to call it. I hope you write so someone can say, well, maybe this music ain't as bad as I thought it was. It's worth listening to. Because a lot of people look at blues and think it's a sad music. You know, if you listen to the lyrics of the blues, if it don't hit you, it hits someone you know. And we sang about the good and bad times, so you can't say it's all bad.
My mind is going back to the good old times when me and Muddy Waters was playing blues and drinking wine. Come back, Muddy. Man, I sure do miss your face.
You had a conversation with Muddy Waters about the blues when he was pretty sick, shortly before he died.
Yeah.
Come back, Muddy.
Tell me what happened, what you guys said to each other.
We heard he was sick and he was hiding it. He didn't let us know he had cancer. And we rang him and he said, oh, man, fine. And he used profane. He didn't say it like that. I can't say what he said.
Okay.
He said, yo, just don't let that blues die, and I'm fine.
And have you taken that as your mission?
Well, coming from him, I had to listen to him. I was listening to him before I met him, so why quit listening to him when he was past and gone?
And, Buddy Guy, for people listening, younger people, others who don't know much about the blues, what's the case you would make that they should go buy a Muddy Waters album as soon as they can?
I make this comment during every night. If you don't have the blues or don't know about the blues, just keep living.
And what do you mean by that?
I say just keep living, you know. Even if you get in the middle of the expressway and your car quit running, you got blues.
So it's something everybody can relate to.
You better believe, like I said, the blues comes in all denominations, man. You know, it comes with your family, with your lover, with your friend. And I had some good friends till I loaned them a lot of money, and then I lost them. And I got a piece of paper in my club I cut out now. If you loan your friend your money, you finna lose your money and your friend.
And that's the blues.
And that's the blues, sir.
Buddy Guy, this has been a true honor and a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so, so much.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate whatever you can do to help the blues stay alive.
You can't pay how they remember you. You just hope someday they do.